Principle always functions. Principle always functions. No matter what we do, principle always functions. We sometimes wonder why it is that principle seems not to function. We speak our word and say, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. We say that for ourselves. We say that with all the depth and all of the conviction and all of the belief that we have in our heart. But for some reason or other, it does not seem to function. For some reason or other, it does not seem to take place in our life. It does not seem to be true for us. Why is this so? Any little doubt that we have in our mind is a big doubt, because it means that that's an area that we do not believe what we are saying is true. And when we have a doubt in our area of conviction for ourselves, we'll find that the conviction sort of wiggles away and squishes away and has no power, has no strength, has no determination to accomplish whatever it is of itself. Now, what kind of situation is that for you? Do you believe this? Do you know this? Do you recognize that this is so? Do you recognize that when you have a conviction that it doesn't seem to work? Well, it's not the time to look and see what makes it not work. We don't study the principle that we're using and see why it's not functioning, because if we look for why it's not functioning, we are giving power to it not functioning. So what we do is we put the conviction that we have on the principle that we're using, and we say, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, and function of my body is perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Then we remain with that conviction. We remain with that statement of truth about ourselves. Never for one instant allowing ourselves to look at appearances and see appearances that seem to say it's not so. The appearances that seem to say it's not functioning. The principle is not working. We cannot allow ourselves to look at that for one little minute, because if we do, what we're doing is we're saying the principle does not function. The principle does not function. The principle does not function. And we cannot afford to say that about ourselves or about anyone else or about the world, because the principle always functions. It's just a matter of a little bit of doubt in there is going to rip it to shreds. A little bit of doubt. Have you ever flown an airplane? When you fly an airplane, you drive an airplane, you turn the wheel of the airplane to go to the left or the right, or you use the rudder pedals, and you use the parts of the plane to make it fulfill itself. But like in a car, when you're coming to something that's dangerous, you slam on the brakes, and this car screeches to a halt. And when it screeches to a halt, what happens? It comes to a halt according to how the wheels are touching the ground, and whether there's snow or ice on the ground, or whether it's water, or whether it's dry, or whether it's sand, whatever it may be, those factors have a play in how our car functions. Now, in the airplane, if you are seeing something coming your way and you quickly turn your wheel to the right or the left, or you step on the right or left rudder, and you move your plane quickly to one way or another, it is an instantaneous quick movement. It takes that plane and goes shoom, shoom, until it moves exactly where you are forcing it to go. But a good pilot is not one who allows stress to come upon him. He does not allow tension or the lack of principle to be functioning in his life. He knows that you turn the controls of an airplane a little tiny bit, and the plane moves where you want it to go. Now, you can have the controls to be overwhelmed so that you can turn your wheels and use your rudder and do these things quickly. And it doesn't turn quickly, but just slowly moves into it. You can have it trained into each plane, but that's not the normal plane. The normal plan is when you touch those controls bring about a reaction. In harmony with the controls that you touched, and great things happen. Now, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Go take flight lessons. Go to your local airport and take flying lessons and see how that works. And you'll see you're taught to be cool, cool, relax, peace, not so snappy, not so quick, not so out of balance that you move the controls, but you move them gently. This is how all things in life really are. We have the car, which needs the wheels to touch the ground to accomplish this. But in the air, there's nothing to stop the plane. The plane moves into any direction because the propeller is pulling it that way, the plane gliding into that way, the things are happening. All these factors that go on in our life are what control us and make us have the fantastic quality of balance and harmony and joy and peace and bright action in our life. Do you want that sort of right action to your life? Do you want that sort of right action in everything you do? Do you want to have a world of peace, a world of love, a world of joy, a world of magic? Do you want to have that? Or do you want to have the plane quickly move into that area? You don't have to have the, you know how the plane works. You know how the car works. You know how its swimming works. You know how using a parachute works. All these things have the same principle using them. And gently you touch the controls. Gently you can touch the strings of the parachute so that you can move yourself how you want to go. But that's when you believe in yourself. You use the principle. You do not doubt the principle by pulling it quickly and jamming here and there. You easily, gently move the control. And this is what you do with all things in life. All things in life are the controls gently moved. You don't let tension overwhelm you. You don't let the feeling of anxiety take away your confidence in yourself. You don't let appearances get to you. In one Star Trek journey, the young man was taking his plane and his shuttlecraft, and it was slamming toward the earth. And the captain said, "Now, I want you to follow my directions completely. Believe in me. Believe in me. I know what I'm doing. I've been there. I've done that. Now just believe in me." And so the young man did. He said, "Now point your nose down straight toward the planet. When you get to 0.020 and its position to the planet." And so when the young man arrived at 0.020, he instantly jammed his controls forward and let the airplane zoom down toward the earth. And then, in another second, when the plane had gotten its own control now, he pulled back on the stick and up he went into the atmosphere, and everything was in perfect order. When we know how to use the controls of our life, when we know how to use the things that direct our life and put us into positions, when we know how, when we are always working in balance with ourselves, when we are always working in harmony with ourselves, then those things come to pass, and they come to pass beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, all the time, and we are secure. And there is no doubt, for we are following principle, using principle, and living principle, and we have trained ourselves to be one as principle. You too. I too. And we can train ourselves to be that way. So do that today and watch as you are in control how the principle works for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.